What way? The Gleason way.
Hey, yo, what's up, guys? 2705 Gleason Way, episode 5. We back. We here. Sit back, relax, turn it up, share this, like it, and hit us up on our chat line. About to get right into the episode. 2705 Gleason Way. What up? We back, y'all. It's the fifth episode of 2705 Gleason Way. I'd like to thank everybody for listening to us so far. And I'd like to thank everybody for hitting us up on our message lines and letting us know what you like, what you don't like, or, you know, just giving us comments, you know, different little things that we can add into the show. This is an episode that we've been waiting on for a little minute now, but it's here. So we're going to talk about the Rittenhouse verdict today. And we're also going to do a post-Rittenhouse verdict because we did this episode before the Rittenhouse verdict. And I'm going to add a little bit afterwards to let you know what we think about after we heard the verdict. So y'all stay tuned. Listen to us. Check us out. 2705 Gleason Way. Get at us.
See, what I'm saying is, bro, as America, we be caught up in some bullshit, especially black people in America. Y'all be sitting up here watching news articles and shit. Then you got Don Sweet Lemonade up here. I always got black folks mad with white folks. But, man, look. Why are black people even mad with the Rittenhouse case? Whatever the nigga, Rittenhouse?
Yeah, Kyle.
Well, I'm tired of I just got to, look, let me speak tonight because I don't say the N-word too much, but I'm finna use it a lot right now. Man, niggas is mad about Rittenhouse case.
Mm-hmm.
And people steady. Up here, defacing the statue of George Floyd. Yeah. I mean, we sit up here and worry about things that's not even about us as black people.
Right.
And you got people like Breonna Taylor getting shot down that's innocent and people getting off cases and you still got George Zimmerman running around here, but black people always talking about with this Black Lives Matter, and you talking about Kumbaya.
Right.
I'm sick of it.
See, now, what's going on is Kyle Rittenhouse is on trial right now, and the trial is because of what happened during the Black Lives Matter rally. During the Black Lives Matter rally, Kyle Rittenhouse, at the time 17 years old, showed up to the rally for whatever reason with an AR-15 rifle. If I'm not mistaken, it was an AR-15 rifle to keep, quote, the peace. Okay, so during keeping, quote, the peace, somebody was shot. Then another person was shot. Then another person was killed. So we got three people wounded. One critically.
What dissent?
That night.
What dissent?
That night they was killed.
What?
Under that dissent.
What was the dissent of these people running at somebody with a damn gun? Atlanta has an open carry law. Black people ain't running up on nobody with no gun.
Yeah.
And y'all sitting up here getting mad because Don Lemonade getting telling you to get mad about this situation. I'm not finna get mad about this situation. That ain't my problem.
Yeah.
Now, what I'm worried about is a motherfucker that sit up there and slaying that boy. Well, now I'm not gonna call him a boy, but we get mad about the wrong thing. We supposed to be worried about the dude that got killed that was walking down the street or whatever. He might looked at a house they was constructing and was like, oh, they doing a good job.
Right.
And then you got the blue boys coming up behind them, killing them.
Auburn.
Yes. Yeah, but you got the blue boys. We know who it is. No, but come on now.
I mean, that
is ignorant.
I mean, I understand what you're saying, but
you got Don Sweet Lemonade. Always talking about white men doing this, white men doing that. But I wouldn't trust none out his sweet candy cane sucking lips because he sits down with Massa every night, and you gonna sit up here and try to talk about white people.
I mean,
don't do that, man.
Don Lemon.
That's what keeps Don us divided.
Under the...
He getting paid to do that.
CNN Network.
Zaddy's boy.
He's one of their highest paid analysts. Casters. Newscasters.
He's equivalent to Stephen A. Smith.
I mean, that's Don Lemon. I mean, he said what he said, but at the same time, I got to play the advocate. I ain't going to say the devil's advocate.
Man,
I got to play the advocate. First off, Sly, what if it was you? What if you felt some kind of way about what was going on in Kenosha or wherever this was at?
So you think I'm going to run up on Rittenhouse with a gun?
No. I ain't saying you're going to run up on
him. I shot his ass from afar.
I'm saying, what if you were Rittenhouse? What if you thought in your head, damn, I don't like this shit going on. I'm finna make sure these people don't lose their businesses through fire or whatever,
okay,
or riot.
Okay, well,
if you went down there, hold on. If you went down there, and you say, I'm gonna protect my mama business, because my mama business on this block, or I'm gonna protect these guys' business because I feel
exactly
what these guys are saying.
Exactly.
And you feel yourself under attack or whatever.
I'm going to shoot him. He did right.
I'm going to shoot him. Okay, you going to shoot him.
He did right.
But the point I'm
Lemon got you mad talking about go protest again so you can get shot.
But the point I'm trying to make is...
See, black folk crazy.
Listen, but the point I'm trying to make is if it was you...
Yeah.
The difference between you and Kyle Rittenhouse...
He getting off the Gleason way. The judge
okay,
that
that's
shit.
What I'm saying.
The judge don't want that shit.
Are different from Kyle Rittenhouse. Yeah. Yeah. You come from a different kind of circle. You from Jackson, Mississippi.
Exactly.
You ain't Kyle Rittenhouse.
I'm not finna.
So what you do is not gonna be judged in the same light of what Kyle Rittenhouse do, the Gleason way.
You're right.
That's the point I'm trying to make.
I'm not trying to say
whether Kyle.
We're not gonna be ignorant here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Whether Kyle was right or whether Kyle was wrong. That ain't what we saying here on this episode of the Gleason Way.
Nah.
What we saying is, what makes it the Gleason Way is, listener that's listening,
yeah,
whether you from Germany or whether you from California.
Stay your ass from out there.
You know.
And talking about kumbaya, ain't running up on people with guns. Y'all crazy as hell.
If it was us, me and you, right now, on this podcast, it would be a different story. Because we probably would be gone.
Yeah.
That night.
Exactly.
For first off, just walking down the street with a assault rifle.
But you know they protect their own. Look how the judge act.
It's been a lot of the charges that
jokes and stuff. I think he shouldn't even be in the point of a court.
It's been a lot of...
The judge acting a fool.
Right. It's been a lot of charges that Mr. Rittenhouse got that's been... dismissed already before the verdict of the first charges that we're talking about has come up, you know.
But I feel like,
and I got a lot of friends.
I got a reason to say he was in the right because who run only a fool run up on somebody with a gun,
right?
unless you're trying to protect your family. And they point at your family, and you know they about to get killed if you feel like, goddamn,
you gonna do that.
Life away, you gonna goddamn
you
do
gonna
that.
You gonna do that.
But
especially if you came out this, there with your this, gun. You
this,
ain't come out there for
this ain't
nothing.
Your life, dog. You out here protesting for somebody else. You gonna run up on somebody else with a gun? Now, I can see if he shot somebody far away. Yeah. But I'm not finna get mad about that. That's not even,
I understand. It ain't your battle. It ain't my battle. But at the same time, it should be everybody's battle, in my opinion. Because, like I said, if it wasn't you, if it wasn't him, it might have been you. And would you have been treated differently? And I feel like you would have been.
Yeah, I would have been.
Decent way.
Yeah, I would have been treated. I would have been sitting up there locked up with no bun right now.
Or you might have been dead on the street that night for even coming down the street with your gun like that.
Exactly.
You know,
that
so, would
have probably nigga,
especially at 17 years old.
That boy getting out sweet. That's how that's like when they went and fed that boy McDonald's. That's the same thing.
You know?
And he went now, see, I was mad about that. I'm glad he locked up right now. He better not never get out of jail.
You know.
But y'all letting George Zimmerman walk around here?
Hey, you know, once it's...
And y'all still and killing each other. See, this the message. Black folks sitting around here killing each other, and you still got folks like George Zimmerman walking around. That's what's wrong.
I mean, shit, he gonna walk. Matter of fact, you know, the main thing is that what we feel going on right now, at the point of this podcast, we haven't received a verdict yet. We in the, right now we in the closing arguments. And, you know, like I was about to say earlier, I got a lot of friends that's lawyers or in law school. Mm-hmm. Shout out MC Law. I got a lot of friends that's in that. And
Mississippi
College of Law. You know, right downtown Jackson. But I got a lot of friends that's in that or been through that or friends that's passed the bar already and just lawyers. Y'all hit us up on our message lines and let us know if we, you know, just speaking out of head or, you know, I mean, I know what's real and I know what's probable cause and I took a little Mississippi studies class, a little bit by law, but I'm not a lawyer and I can't profess to be. So nothing that we're saying is 100%, but we're just saying how we feel. So
Rittenhouse, he getting off, dog. Y'all gone.
Go ahead and sign.
Stop getting mad.
So next episode.
Dunn Lemonade told y'all to. Y'all to get mad.
If next episode.
Black folk.
If this man ain't in jail, Sly gonna have to come in and apologize to y'all.
That man ain't gonna jail.
He might come in and say something to y'all that at least he was wrong.
That man ain't gonna
But we gonna
jail.
See. It's 2705 Gleason Way.
He finna get out the Gleason.
The Gleason.
2705, babe. All
right.
You heard me and my boy Sly. Give us a second. We're going to give y'all a sponsor break. And we'll be right back to talk about the post-Rittenhouse verdict. 2705 Gleason Way. Yeah.
A portion of this week's program has been underwritten by Gleason Snack Foods. Gleason Snack Foods is proud to be a sponsor of 2705 Gleason Way. Gleason Snack Foods provides the very best in snack foods, such as pork skins, pork cracklings, pork rinds, and also pork oil sausages. Now with new flavors, including salt and vinegar, salt and pepper, sea salt, and original salt. Visit Gleason Snack Foods at 240 Gleason Way. That's 240 Gleason Way. Right across from Gleason Grocery and next to Gleason Recycling. Once again, that's Gleason Snack Foods, where we deal to all your cousins, even if they happen to be Muslims. Gleason Snack Foods, Gleason Snack Foods has been an underwriter of 2705 Gleason Way.
Oh, 2705 Gleason Way, we right back at you like we never left, you know what I'm saying? So now, since the last segment you heard, it's been about a half a week or whatever. Now we had a real verdict. I owe apologies to my guy Sly. He's not here right now. He was here, you know, on when we recorded that, but he's not here right now. Sly was right. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Kyle Rittenhouse got away. Got away scot-free. And we really can't say scot-free because, you know what I'm saying? To say scot-free in my mind means that you did something wrong and you got away with it. So in order to say scot-free, we got to agree that what you did was wrong. So let's just take a minute, you know, listeners, and put yourself in those in that position. Say that your mom or your dad owned a business in the city wherever you're from. You know, we got listeners from everywhere. You know, they own the business in the city that you're from. And we got a protest coming through, whatever, regardless of what the protest was for. But this protest hasn't been known for having some people that joined the protest in order just to cause a ruckus. Okay, so my mom owns a donut shop, just per se, you know. And now the protests come past her business. So she calls out all her nephews, or she calls out a group of guys that's willing to come out to help, whatever. They come out and they try to help. And in the act of trying to help, they are assaulted, or they find themselves in danger. What would you do? You know, I heard all ends of the spectrum about this Rittenhouse shit, you know, and just like you just heard between me and Sly, you know, a lot of time I like to play the devil's advocate, but, you know, that's just for the addition, you know, just to add on to the show. You know, everything can't be agreeable. We got to talk about both sides. So, but basically what I'm trying to say now is, was what he did so bad? Okay, so you got somebody, you really feeling in danger for your life. You got somebody pulling a gun on you. You got somebody, even if they didn't pull a gun on you, they were armed, one of the guys. And outside of that, these guys have been caught on video vandalizing, burning trash cans, you know, the garbage dumpsters, setting garbage dumpsters on fire. The guy took chains off a trailer and had the chains and vandalized trailer. He did a lot that night, you know what I'm saying? And that's not to, you know, this guy's dead right now, so it's not to speak ill on dead because, like I said, I wasn't there. But from the evidence presented, we got to look at it like that because that's what we try to do on this show. Look at everything on an even playing field, on an even plane, and say, hey, what is right or wrong? So if we was in that situation and we trying to protect our parents' business and somebody come up on us and this and that, what would you have done? You got your pistol on you. Now, this is to negate the fact that, hey, you're 17, you probably shouldn't have been out there with it, or whatever the age was, you probably shouldn't have been out there with it, but if you are, it's not illegal. That's why some of the charges were dropped. You could have had this gun out there at that time or whatever, from what I've gathered. So are you wrong for when you feel in danger and when you're on your back on the ground looking up to, you know, act in self-defense, which is what basically this trial ended up with. And so I'm not going to even, you know, I'm not going to even say whether he's right or wrong or whatever. I'm going to let you make that decision. But I'm just saying, hey, if you were in that decision, if you were in that situation, what would you do? You know? So that happened, and it happened like it did. And like I said, like Sly was saying last time, hey, that's not our battle. But the only thing I tell Sly was, you know, in opposition to what he was saying, that's not our battle. You know, that's white folk killing white folk, whatever. I said, no, that's not like that, bro, because if we want to be equal as everybody else and we want to be on the same playing field as everybody else, we can't say that that's white folk killing white folk, because folks are folks, period. And I hope that all my listeners feel the same way. Folks are folks, period. So if somebody's killing somebody, we should feel the same way, whether they were black, white, brown, orange, blue, yellow, whatever. We should feel the same way. So that's what we end up on that situation. You know, he got away. He got acquitted. You know, he wasn't charged with the crimes that they had placed up against him. And, hey, he got away with it. And like I said, I don't want to say got away, but you understand what I'm saying. He wasn't charged. So that's how it was. And this is the post verdict addition to it, since we released the episode a little late and now we know what really happened. So this is what really happened. And I can't say in my honest of hearts that I'm disappointed at it, just because of the fact that, hey, like I told you in the first episode, I try to be unbiased and as I was a judge, you know. If I ever run for to be a judge or something, vote for me, because you'll understand that what I'm saying is true. I ain't going to just pick one side or the other. I'm going to look at the situation and say, like, well, damn. And what if this was me? Or what if this was somebody else, you know? And I feel like, hey, this situation right here, it could have been prevented, but since it went down like it went down, is the guy really guilty? I trust the justice system, and I trust what? No, I don't trust the justice system. I trust the justice system's verdict in this case, which is that, hey, he did what he did, and it was circumstances that permitted him to do what he do, and I agree with that, so. Like I said, y'all hit me up, please, y'all. I mean, you know, I got a lot of messages and comments and everything. But I want y'all to hit that message button, hit that community button on the Anchor app, and chime in so I can add these recordings to the podcast so you can hear yourself. And we're going to answer back to you and be involved with you. But tell me what y'all think about it, because I think that, hey, you know, this is we as an African-American community has experienced a lot of injustices. But this one, I don't think is too much of an injustice, because this is a young guy. He may have made a couple mistakes or whatever, but At the time, you got to look at it like this. Is your life in danger or not? He felt like it was, and the courts felt like it was. And who are we to go against it? You know what I'm saying? But like I said, my word isn't concrete. So y'all let me know what y'all think. 2705, Gleason Way. Did he get away the Gleason Way? Or was the Gleason Way perverted? Y'all let me know. Get at me. One. Well, that's episode 5, 2705, Gleason Way. We're going through a couple changes right now. We got some new equipment, some new upgrades. Thanks for all our sponsors and all our listeners and everything. We're going to, next episode will be bigger, better. We got new microphones, new pop filters. Main focus is see you got new microphone, new pop filters and shit. So I'm going to come to you. We're going to get y'all a little bit more in the next episode. Just had to get this one out because we don't want to have y'all lacking, you know what I'm saying? So thanks for all the support. Hit us up on support lines. Hit us up on the community lines. Give us y'all input. Give us y'all what y'all want to hear next. And also, shout out to JSU. Gotta do that before we get out of here. For winning the SWAC championship against Prairie View. Shout out to Coach Prime. We'll talk about that more in the next episode. But good job, D.I. Love, 2705 Gleason Way. Get us.